This is a club for lovers of Sophia, cartographers of the noosphere, anthropologists of memeplexes, addicts of insight porn, and rebels full of viewquakes. We are not idealists or realists, theists or atheists, modernists or postmodernists, liberals or conservatives, progressivists or reactionaries. We may be a mix of all of these things, but first and foremost, we are intellectual explorers. I don't believe in anything, but I have my suspicions. That is a quote from Robert Anton Wilson, an author and agnostic mystic, who is the coiner of this episode's idea, model agnosticism. First, let's briefly explain what agnosticism is. Translated from Greek, it means without knowledge, and it's commonly in reference to God. Agnostics would argue that the truth about God's existence is ultimately unknowable, or more modestly, it might be knowable, but to those who adopt the agnostic stance, do not personally know. Now, Robert Anton Wilson, or Ra, as he is often referred to as, applies this unknowableness not just to God, but to all of our models of reality, or maps of reality. To understand this statement, we got to mention Ra's intellectual mentor, Alfred Korzybski, who famously remarked that the map is not the territory, or as Alan Watts playfully stated, the menu is not the meal. The simple idea here is that symbols or language we use to refer to reality is not actually the reality we are referring to, but a representation of that reality. Now, whatever religion or philosophical worldview you operate on, they can be viewed as maps of reality. It provides you coordinates in logical space of what is and what should be. And if you believe that map is true, then this puts you in what Timothy Leary calls a reality tunnel. I think what Ra is getting at with model agnosticism is that being so cocksure that your map is the right one is not the wisest approach, because you could be wrong. And if you're wrong, then you'll be misaligned with reality, and that might cause you some trouble navigating reality. So having some doubt is not only a more modest approach, but a more honest one. Also, if you're dogmatic about your map of reality and think it's the absolute truth, then you'll have a reality tunnel that categorizes and sorts people rather unfairly. The crude formula is this. If you do not fully believe in X, you must believe in Y. Go on Reddit or Twitter and test this out for yourself. Say something critical about capitalism. You're a socialist or communist. Say something critical about feminism, and you're a sexist. Say something critical about science, you're a religious fundamentalist. Obviously, for those who think with nuance, you can say something critical about anything, and it does not automatically mean you're in the opposite camp. Maybe you believe that a capitalist system creates more harm than good, but maybe you also believe the socialist or communist system isn't compatible with human nature. It's possible to hold both of those beliefs, but good luck in doing so without being either called a commie or a fascist, depending on what reality tunnel you're being viewed with. Ra famously said that belief is the death of intellect. I'll meet him halfway, as I think it's important to believe in models or maps of reality, at least enough to practically use them to navigate reality. And ideally, you'd like to have the most accurate map as you can. But I also think that it enriches life to be able to see the world as an agnostic for two reasons. The first one is that you get to communicate with and learn from a wide variety of people with different maps of reality. Secondly, you can see an ideology, religion, or philosophy of life on its own terms, and not through the funhouse mirror that a certain reality tunnel would engender. So I really do think you can have your reality cake and enjoy the reality cakes of others as well. I call it being a performative agnostic, and it's a skill set I practice here at the Intellectual Explorers Club in Toronto. Okay, that's a wrap. Until next time, keep exploring.